It's been ages since any of your friends have managed to convince you to come out to a party. However, tonight, you finally acquiesced. Sadly, the house is overcrowded with a few too many new people, who all seem to be partying in a way that really isn't matching up with your energy levels. You eventually find yourself a comfy chair in a side room to hide out in. After browsing through all the new posts in your social media feeds, you glance up from your phone to see a tall, rather elegantly dressed girl standing on the threshold of the room, staring at you with an inquisitive smile. You're about to ask her why she was staring when she says, "Huh? Oh, looks like you aren't enjoying the party either. My name's Celeste, by the way. I'm sorry if I was bothering you." Her smile is really enchanting, and you're glad to learn that somebody else is feeling out of place at this raucous occasion. Do you mind if I take a seat, lovely? I also kind of feeling a little bit lost here. She gestures to a chair beside you. Her calm, happy demeanor is such a nice break from all of the other people you've dealt with tonight. You can't help but acquiesce to her quest for your company. To be honest, if I had known that we were going to be playing beer pong and rage cage, I wouldn't have even considered spending the gas to come all the way out here tonight. You nod, feeling somewhat vindicated by her feelings and the choice of drinking game. As you struggle to come up with an answer, you're caught out by just how alluring her eyes are. They're a striking lavender color that almost seems to glow in the low lighting of the room. She sees your hesitation and says, "Oh, goodness, I hope I haven't cornered you. I know it can be rough at a party as the introverted friend and getting abandoned." She smiles awkwardly and breaks eye contact with you, staring out a nearby window at the last slivers of sun battling the dark night sky. You finally manage to tell her that you are really quite happy to talk, as it sure beats the loud music being played by an amateur DJ in the basement. "Oh, yeah, honestly, it's way too loud down there for me, too. I like a way more relaxed sort of sound, something that you can just kind of bliss out to, you know?" She shifts in her chair, leaning closer as she winks at you. You can smell her perfume now. It's strange. You can't quite place the smell. It reminds you of spring, though that much you can be sure of. As she gets closer, more of the enticing floral scent hits you. It's just so intoxicating. Can't help but stare deeply into her violet eyes as she continues, "I think I have a great idea. We could go somewhere a bit more quiet in the backyard to have more relaxed and intimate chat without all this loud music getting in the way." It feels so lovely to listen to her voice as she stares into your eyes, like the night sky, an endless expanse of sparkling distant worlds beckoning to you. You find yourself nodding happily as she offers you her hand and pulls you to your feet. You're whisked out the back door of the house and into the warm evening air. The backyard is massive and expansive, sprawling out, continuing and dropping down the side of a gentle slope that leads out into the woods. The whole yard is covered in a sea of fairy lights woven into almost every single tree and bush. There's a few people near the house chanting around a small crackling fire, drinking beers and sharing a joint, but with just a token wave, the two of you pass by, garnering an admiring glance from one of the bystanders. And soon you arrive further down the slope, passing rose bushes, small elderberry tree, and a woven lattice of something delightfully viney in a clearing which overlooks a small creek flowing through the back side of the property. Its gentle burble almost drowns out the distant sound of the party in the house above. The sun is tinting the leaves purple and the red as she guides you to sit beside her, your head still hazy with that lovely, yet truly peculiar perfume. "This is so much better than the house. Isn't it just perfect down here? It's nice to get a chance to focus on somebody instead of drowning in all that noise and light. It's just so much easier to focus on each other, you know, that human element. It's way harder to form those kinds of connections with synthesized music blaring in your ears." She rests her hand on your thigh. I'm sure you get what I mean, since you came down here with me so easily. Yeah, I had a feeling that you were itching to get outside into the stars. I could see it in your eyes. The way you were glued to your phone, trying to escape the house right through that screen. She begins to gently stroke your thigh. You're doing such an amazing job focusing on this experience. I bet that you're the sort of person who just can't help but get drawn into the moment. I'm sure you're totally focused right now, aren't you? Yeah, I can see it in your eyes. That spark of fixation, that complete and totally focused expression. You know, I get the feeling I'm far more interesting than whatever thread you were reading earlier, because I know that I have, oh, so much more to offer. She gently moves her hips in a rather suggestive manner and scooches closer to you. I bet you would love to get the chance to learn the advantages of giving in to your inherent desires for a change. You know, just letting go of all the inhibitions you've been hanging on to fit in with society. I think you'd love to know what it's like to just let those animalistic desires rule over you for a change. Speaking from experience, I know it's very captivating. The sort of thing that will totally pull you into it. It's amazing, honestly. Totally and completely fascinating. You just sort of let your unconscious mind guide you. And then before you know it, you're just enjoying the moment completely. I find it very, very relaxing. It's almost like I'm mindless when I give in. Like my body just knows what to do. Sort of like what you're doing right now, actually. Her hand wanders up your body to gently stroke down your cheek. Yep, that's exactly it. That glassy, sort of vacant look where you could stare right through the world. I bet it feels amazing, doesn't it? To stare without seeing, to just let my words become everything for a while. It really helps to focus you into the moment, you know, to really be present. Her hand strokes across your face lazily. The floral yet pungent smell of her perfume seems to grow in intensity, your thoughts caught up in a warm haze. That's exactly the look I get. I knew we had a connection. Isn't it just amazing to bliss out like that? Especially as I guide you so wonderfully. It's amazing, like getting wrapped up in the universe. I bet it would feel even better if I was to join in. Celeste guides your chin up till you're staring into her shimmering eyes. I bet you would love to just give in, to let me lead you even further into these wonderful instincts of ours. She leans in and kisses you with soft lips against yours for a brief moment, only to suddenly pull back and nip your neck. The feeling of her teeth sending a faint shock into your body as you're caught completely off guard by her. My gosh, what adorable sounds you make when you start allowing yourself to enjoy the now. You really are getting into the spirit of things. I'm so glad I came across you tonight. You really made the trip worth it all by yourself. She steals another soft kiss that stretches out in echoes of intense sensation as she pulls back again. Her eyes seem to bind you with their intense, shimmering gaze. Well, you're already doing so well at this. Let's go further and explore some more. I think you have a lot of potential. You're really quite the natural, and I can just feel it. That special quality that we're looking for in a mind like yours. That blissful, blank stare. The way you quiver when I nip your neck. You're here and nowhere else at all, aren't you? I can tell that a submissive desire to let me guide you into bliss was already deep inside of you. All I had to do was remind you of it and coax out those feelings and submissive instincts. And before you know it, you're giving in to me. Soon your mind will have no thoughts of anything at all. It was obvious from the moment I asked you to follow me outside that your personality was deeply rooted in submission. Though admittedly, the potent smell of the goddess's nectar might have also had something to do with it. But what it really means is your instincts can easily be guided to her love, because you're a sweet, soft darling that should be held in the arms of a goddess. I can tell you're happy to have an opportunity to nurture that side of you. She pulls down her dress to reveal a crystal vial full of luminescent cyan fluid dangling just above her bountiful breasts. I think you're going to love this next part, darling. It's time to taste the goddess's nectar. You know it's that enchanting scent that's been pulling you in since I first set eyes on you tonight. It's been wrapping your mind up in its delicious tendrils, focusing you into my voice, just gently permeating your thoughts, filling you up with a heady haze of blankness as it washes gently through your body. Now, why don't you allow me to give you a taste of the goddess's love, my little darling? Celeste uncorks the vial of nectar. Its pungent floral scent pierces what little resistance is left in your mind. She dribbles the delightful glowing nectar onto her breasts. The little droplets spatter across them, and they seem to make up your whole world. She reaches out to pull you in closer. The scent is so strong now that your body seems to be filling up. The gentle hum of pleasurable white noise buzzing until everything in the world but her breasts fade away. The luminescent nectar and evening light cast otherworldly shadows across her chest. You can feel your mouth watering as one simple, clear desire forms in your mind. You need to taste her breasts. You want to suck and lick up every drop of this nectar. They are quite the bounty, aren't they, darling? She says as she wipes up a droplet of nectar onto her finger. So why not try a little taste? She gently pushes her finger past your lips. You begin to suckle instinctively on it. The taste of the nectar is completely overwhelming with the first true taste of the sap-like nectar. You feel your mind washing away as a rush of lightheadedness strikes like lightning, carrying you up into a new plane of reality, one in which your consciousness simply floats helplessly in the moment. The taste is beyond divine as your mind tumbles away from reality and your head lolls helplessly down as Celeste pulls you into her chest. That's it, darling. Just drop away into my heart. Let go of everything with the absolutely enthralling experience of licking every drop of that wonderful nectar off my breasts. I remember my first taste of it. The way everything else but the goddess I was sharing it with faded away. The eternal moment was the sum of my reality. In fact, that moment lives on every waking second inside of my heart. That feeling of belonging, of being held so close, and the overwhelming joy of worshipping her without thought. It was more than intoxicating. It was a rebirth that marked the beginning of my journey into the goddess's love, my sweet little darling. Your mouth wanders mindlessly across her breasts, suckling on her nipples as you lap up every last drop of that sweet nectar. You can't help but to continue licking. Even without the nectar's sweet taste, her breasts still captivate you. Your mind becomes absolutely focused, crystal clear. Submission, its only mission. They taste better than any treat you've had before. You could live here in this moment of abject ecstasy forever. Thoughtless, blank, and worshipping the goddess. Well, my little darling, I had hoped you were of the right heart and mind to be welcoming of our message. I could sense it in your aura, and I know that my goddess's divine providence guided me to you tonight. And now as I watch you worship at one of her shrines for the first time, I am astounded to find a true believer between my breasts. I know you will make a devout follower. That's why we met tonight. It was fate and her will, little darling. You can find all thoughts of resisting me have evaporated, my sweet little convert. I have no doubt that you will faithfully join us in our quest to bring her love to this world. She has welcomed us all into her charge without asking anything other than adoration, self-compassion, and growth. For we all grow together, just as we all fall apart, my little blossom. Oh, goodness, you do seem to be coming to pieces with the way you keep quivering. Oh, poor darling. I know the nectar can be overwhelming and quite intense. It's the sort of thing that often overtakes you in the beginning. Trust that this is just the beginning of your new existence, though. You feel something wet dribble down her chest to your waiting lips, which eagerly welcome more of the succulent nectar. You redouble your efforts to suckle her breasts as hard as you can. Aw, what a dear. You can just keep drinking it all up, can't you? Allowing your new awakening to begin. You have so much to learn, little sprout. That's why with each drop you drink, you can also drop away from the world further. Feeling time and space beginning to unwind into a vast network of living things. You are but one little spore in all the infinite realms of the universe. This is why your worship is so very special, darling. You're the only being in all of time who will ever have the pleasure of this moment. This specific instant is yours, darling. These soft breasts fill you as all else diminishes. Nothing but a point floating in the cosmos. You suckle on my breasts. But as you continue, you open yourself to this moment. You find you are more than just a point. You are a connection. You are my link in this moment. I cannot help but cherish this experience. It's delectable being interconnected like this, sharing a moment with another. That's what makes this worshiping so very special. We're connected. It's what you want. It's what I want. It's what she wants. For you to bloom like a beautiful blossom. You can feel that growing bond we're creating, being so utterly enthralled with it. You feel it, don't you? That connection we're forging with all life in the universe. The pleasure of worshiping another living being, of giving yourself totally to that experience. That's what the goddess wants. She wants you to enjoy this, which is why you do. Now, as with all moments, though, this one must end, my little seeker. Now, as with all moments, this one must end, my little seeker. You'll have more, an infinite number more, but for now, why don't you take a little while to let the truths we've shared settle comfortably, knowing that you're safe with me, as we work you back up to the awareness of my soft chest and your face pressed into it. For the first time in quite a while, you can find yourself aware of your position, nuzzled into Celeste's breasts, letting your awareness drift, becoming more and more present. Taking a moment to breathe in deeply, to stretch, to awake, to be present. Maybe move around, shift, stretch a little, breathe in. Give yourself a nice moment to clear your head, be present in reality once more, and to just feel so wonderfully calm as you just breathe in again. So I give you a nice little count. We're going to work our way back on up. Becoming aware of the space around us, becoming aware of ourselves, of our wants, our desires, our will, our needs, everything that makes us up. One, drifting up. Two, feeling more and more there. Three, four, five, almost there. Six, seven, more than halfway back. Eight, nine, feeling your mind clearing. And 10, wide awake. Thank you so very much for taking the time to listen. And also, if you do enjoy what I do, please check out my other platforms.